members and members of the public, welcome to the Wednesday, February 22nd, 2012, that would be 2/22/12, meeting of the Senate Committee on Rules, and thanks, members, for your patience. The chair was testifying in another committee. We have three bills to take up today. I'm not sure, did we decide to just do them in the order there on our agenda?
Yes, Madam Chair, we did. As Senator Steiner Hayward will be coming over when we get to SR 201, I will go and get her from next door.
Great. So I will begin by opening a work session on HCR 204A. And Erin, could you tell us what this is?
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the committee, HCR 204 commemorates athletic, academic, and public service achievements of the University of Oregon football program. It comes to you from your House Rules Committee, where they did have a public hearing on the measure, and it did pass the floor 60-0.
Great. And I think we are in a work session, so we can probably save our comments for the floor.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Senator Farrioli.
I'll move HCR 204A to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Senator Farrioli has moved HCR 204 to the floor with the to adopt recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection? Motion carries. And Senator Beyer, would you like to carry this?
Great.
I'll close the work session. And I'll open a work session on Senate Bill 1559A. And Erin, could you tell us what we're looking at here?
Yes, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, Senate Bill 1559A requires Office of Emergency Management to distribute monies from emergency communications account to city and counties for direct distribution to 911 jurisdiction. Takes effect 91st day following adjournment, sine die. There's a dash A6 amendment. Requires Office of Emergency Management to allocate monies from emergency communications account to cities and counties for direct distribution to 911 jurisdictions as directed by the city or county. Requires each county be credited a minimum of 1% of balance of monies remaining in the emergency communications account after other distributions have been made. There's a no revenue impact, a no fiscal impact on the amendment.
Thank you, Erin. And I see Senator Boquist, the good chair of our Committee on Veteran and Military Affairs. Would you like to come forward and tell us what's been happening about this?
Right. You're clarifying quickly, Madam Chair. Senator Brian Boquist here. I am here as the chairman of Veterans and Military Affairs Committee, which sent this bill to you folks after our public hearing and series of public hearings in our committee. You have before you the A6 amendment. There were some technical changes that were requested by the various parties. The various groups have agreed to those technical changes. We have emailed those agreements in writing for the public record to the committee administrator from the various parties so that everybody's on the same sheet of music. And when and if you pass this, I would be delighted to carry it on the floor, so it is not your responsibility. And with that, I'd be happy to entertain any questions.
Any questions for Senator Boquist?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Senator
I think
Burdick.
At some point, weren't the cities and counties in opposition to this?
At one point, Madam Chair, Senator Burdick, at one point they had concerns about some of the technical language, and if you look at the A6, those technical languages were inserted into there. And in addition to that, in our committee, which is a part of the public record for the bill, that they put on the record several concerns, not about the bill, but about potential future liability, and clarifying that it was the intent that if it goes directly to a 911 center, which is called a PSAP, which unfortunately you're all going to hear a lot about come 2013, which is why we're using this bill as a cleanup right now, is that would be reflective of the PSAP, the 911. So, and this is, you know, in a housekeeping procedure, so you know what happens is we're cutting 200 and some odd checks right now, and that's going to reduce down to 49 checks. So it's going to ease the administrative burden, streamline the system, and get everybody on the same sheet of music in preparation for serious discussions, because if you don't know, the 911 tax does come to an end. And we will be addressing it in the next session. And there is a fairly substantial consolidation report out of the potential of consolidations to be discussed in the 2013 session. So at this point, everybody is in agreement. I will be, for the record, not saying everybody's happy, because I'm not even happy today. But that's kind of where we are.
Thank you, Senator Boquist. And the cities and counties are in the room. And I think I see heads nodding that everyone is now content.
Madam
that's a Chair. Rare day in Salem.
Content is the right word, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, Senator Boquist. And looks like we've lost our vice chair, so we need to move the amendment into this bill.
The dash one.
We have a dash A6 amendment. Senator Beyer.
Oh, I thought he moved them. Madam Chair, I move the dash A6 amendment to Senate Bill 1559A.
Senator Beyer moves the dash A6 amendment to Senate Bill 1559. Is there any discussion on the amendment?
None.
Any objection? Seeing none, amendment is adopted.
Madam Chair, I would move Senate Bill 1559A as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Thank you. Senator Beyer has moved Senate Bill 1559 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Any discussion on the motion? Any objection? Motion carries, and we will ask Senator Boquist to carry this on the floor. And I'll close the work session on SB 1559.
If you just want to stand these room, I will run next door and get senators.
And committee members, we will be at ease and we'll go in search of a witness. committee will come back to order, and I'll open a work session on S, oh.
Public hearing.
Oh, I'll open a public hearing and a work session on Senate Resolution 201. And Erin, could you tell us what this is?
Yes, Madam Chair. SR 201 recognizes, honors, and celebrates Oregon's winners of and distinguished finalists for the 2012 Prudential Spirit of Community Awards.
Great. Thank you. And it looks like we have our good colleague, Senator Elizabeth Steiner Hayward, here. So please tell us about this.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Elizabeth Steiner Hayward. I'm a state senator from District 17. It's my privilege to be bringing forward this resolution in honor of six wonderful middle and high school students in Oregon. Nationwide, 26,000 students were nominated for these Spirit of Community Awards, which go toward recognizing young people who've made a strong commitment to public service through volunteerism in their community. It turns out that we have six winners in Oregon this year, two grand prize winners and four distinguished finalists, including one, a young woman named Megana Calavar in my district, District 17, two in Senator Starr's district, one in Senator Boquist, one in Senator Thompson, and one in Senator Bates's district. And the five of us jointly are bringing forward this resolution to recognize their strong commitment to community service and to thank them for setting an example for their peers. I look forward to honoring them publicly, and that's the intent of this resolution. Be happy to take any questions.
Great. Well, thank you for bringing this to us, and it certainly looks like some admirable young people that we can recognize here. Any questions for the good senator?
Okay, Madam Chair, I asked all our questions today on the Senate floor.
That's true. Okay, thank you very much, Senator.
Thank you.
And we are in a work session. Senator Farrioli.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move SR 201 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Senator Farrioli has moved SR 201 to the floor with a to adopt recommendation. Any discussion on the motion? Any objection? Motion carries. And Senator Steiner Hayward, would you like to carry this on the floor?
I'd be grateful, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Great.
Members of the committee.
On our questions right away, Madam Chair.
Yes, we'll begin working on them.
You did okay. Such a good job, it might happen again.
Okay, the chair closes the work session.
The records show that the good senator walked away muttering to herself.
Close the work session, and members with nothing further to come before us today, we are adjourned.